walk these streets with you. Here I am with this old guitar, doing what I do. I always expected that you would see me through. I never believed in much, but I believed in you. Can we get it together? Can we still stand side by side? Can we make it last like a musical ride? Thank you.
Something he didn't like. As you can tell when you look at this, there's a mark here. See that line? Well, it's because this whole section here had to be replaced. This is an old Martin D28. And that section had to be replaced. And then back here, there's a little square thing there you might be able to see. It's where the bullet came out. The guy was playing in a club, and they missed him. So I thought that was good luck, good thing to have. I don't know what song he was doing.
Your home, how did it feel? Well, you people paid a lot of money. You should be able to listen to each other talk.
I don't want you to think I'm cantankerous. You know, when people say things and I just wonder what the hell is going on. The first time I got here was in 1970, I arrived here. I was much saltier then. And what happened is, people were calling out for songs, and I said, hey, wait a minute. I've been working at this for 7 years already. I've been planning on coming here to do this. My whole goal was to get here. Don't you think I know what I'm doing? So, you know, the jury's out whether my thinking is good. But that's how I was feeling. So, you know, I was doing a straight show. There was no intermission. I was going right through. I was playing like 22 or 23 songs. It was a pretty big show. And I was doing this song by Buffalo Springfield. Nowadays, I don't think you can even sing it. And, you know, I don't remember this, but I read it. Okay, so.
straight to Google. The older you get, the more you Google. So I learned that halfway through that song, somebody called out something, and I just stopped. I said, I can't do that. I'm not thinking about what you said, and I forgot about what I was doing, and everybody else is thinking I'm playing the song. So I had an intermission at that point. But we planned on one tonight, so there won't be any surprises in that respect.
Something so got to tell your story, boy, before it's time to go. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. You've got to tell your story, boy, before it's time to go.
And the reeds were all swollen, everything was sticking out, everything was deformed looking. People warned me that you could ruin your harmonica doing that. I noticed it was twice as loud after I did that. So I think it's better like that.
Someday.
inside them that wasn't normally considered to be like songwriting. And he opened the door for many, many people who followed him, tripping over their scarves mostly, trying to be something like him. And he played here at Carnegie Hall, and he didn't have the makeup for the long run, apparently. He was so sensitive and so out there in his words and so into what he was doing that he couldn't relate to something that was going on around being a folk singer and being famous and starting to happen. So, he appeared in a gold lamé suit to make his point. And people booed him and yelled at him. They did all kinds of things to make him feel bad during his performance. And I'd like to do this song here for him. It's a song he wrote, in case you've never heard of him, because he was a real trailblazer, a pioneer, and deserves to be recognized and deserves to be heard. Be nice if we could hear him, but you're stuck with me now.
Stars, a
moments of magic will glow in the night. All fears of the forest are gone, but when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn. No changes, passions will part to a strange melody. Those fires will sometimes burn cold, like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls. Changes. Your tears will be trembling, as now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine will pour, and I'll kiss you one more. And leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share in a memory grave, and wonder in my words, dream about. Sometimes while I'm playing these songs, Phil's songs come back and I start playing them in the middle of my songs. And just to make it more interesting, I'm doing a song that's a little bit similar to the last song, because I was so influenced by it. So, wish me luck on this. Did I see you down in young girl's room? I was almost there at the top of the stairs with her screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up? Dream on, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Did I see you walking with the boys, though it was not hand in hand, and with some black face in a lonely place, when you could understand. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan?
see you give more than I can take. Will I only harvest some? As the days fly past, but we lose our grasp or fuse it in the sun. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream on, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
CSNY formed, Stephen gave us all D45s. Martin had just come out with a D45, and it was like this incredible guitar. So we got four of those. Everybody got one. It's pretty cool. I still got mine.
Get my eyes and you can tell.
So, I was looking at a picture of that, thinking about it.
And I wrote the song. Some people couldn't get over it. But what am I doing writing songs like that? That was a confusing time in my life. It was a confusing time for everybody. It's when music was getting a grip in a different way. People were all coming together. The musicians and the audience, and the movement and youth. Something was being born. We noticed it in the audiences. They were very emotional and very connected. And they were coming out, you know, against things, having a voice, protesting. Thank you.
bigger.
People started coming to gatherings. They all acted like they knew each other.
Thank you. Thank you.
That really didn't happen. So, when Phil Oakes was singing his songs and wearing his gold lamé suit and hanging himself, this is one of the sad parts of the story. There was a guy in England. His name was Bert Jansch. He played the acoustic guitar just as well as Jimi Hendrix played the electric guitar. And in my opinion, I think both of them are the best I ever heard at what they did. But Bert also wrote a lot of songs and sang, and he was great.
Dream of the past.
Was your troubled young life had made you turn to the needle of death?
Folk singer girl, Vicki Taylor, let me sleep in. I had a sleeping bag and fireplace and record player. We had that record by Bert Jansch with that song on. I used to play it all night long. And it just, I couldn't even play it. And later on, I wrote some songs that kind of sounded like it. I copped some of the chords and did everything, you know, just to try to do it like that. Well, he opened the door to write about some things for more people. It wasn't about, you know, bebop or whatever. Thank you. tell you a story of one of these other guitars here. This one right here. You. Not you. We never use this one. We use this one. You don't know what you're asking for. This one here, this one has history. This is Hank Williams' guitar. Now there was a great songwriter. Wrote all kinds of songs about everything. Some of them were sad, some of them were happy. People loved Hank. One day his guitar was for sale in a shop in Nashville, and I heard about it. A friend of Ben Keith's told me about it. And I went down there and I saw it there. I said, "Can I see this guitar?" And he took me back and showed it to me. And I bought it right there for a large amount of money. Not too much. It's pretty reasonable. I think people would be shocked if they knew. And of course, I couldn't take it with me. I just left it right there. I wasn't ready to have it, but I owned it. So after a while, I came back and got it. And then I started writing songs on it. You know, some of Hank's happy songs, I think they're in here. And Hank's he's in here too with his happy songs, so. You got some good ones out of this.
Getting late, the moon is climbing.
flying on the ground is wrong, then I'm sorry to let you down, but you're from my side of town and I'll miss you. Started thinking about that. I'll be thinking about that for a while. So now I'm a little bit shy. We could do one more song on that. I could do a really well-known song. Obscure song. Well, I mean, none of my songs are that obscure. I know them.
Realize
yourselves out. I'm almost ready to play my hit now. I'm going to do this one for my sweetheart. She's in the house. I tell you, Steve Stills bought me this guitar. Or was that another audience on another match? Yeah, my heart of gold's out there. It's out there. So is yours.
I wanna leave.